Well, good morning. My name is Julia. I am on staff here at Church of the Hollywood and also on the leadership team. And normally at this point in the service, if you are new or visiting us for the first time, we have a sermon. And Tim Horman, our lead pastor, usually preaches that, but he and his family are on a much needed visit to their family in Australia right now. So over the summer, things are going to be a little bit different. And today, we're going to do something entirely different. Instead of having a sermon, we're going to spend about the next 10 to 15 minutes praying together. And no need to worry if you have never prayed before, if you've never prayed with us before, because this is going to be new for all of us, and I'm going to walk us through this together. So we're going to do this together, and it's a bit new for all of us, so we're all in the same boat. I think prayer is sometimes something that we find, we think is complicated, or we find a little bit intimidating. But prayer is simply being in conversation with the Father who knows us and loves us. And so this morning, we are going to have a bit more of a structured time of prayer. We're going to follow the Lord's Prayer together. And even though we're going to do it a bit more structured this morning, prayer is something that can happen anytime. It can be free-flowing. In fact, that's usually our style here. But sometimes, I think when we're learning, it can be good to have a little bit of structure. So the primary reason we pray is because it is central to our relationship with God. It's the way that we relate to God. It's the way we relate to friends. You get to know someone and you build a relationship by being in dialogue and conversation with them. And it is also through prayer that God invites us through Christ to participate in his work in the world of making all things new. So prayer unites us with God in relationship, but it also brings us into the world. It's not just an escape out. John 3:16 is one of our most memorized and favorite verses. There are probably a number of us who could stand up and say it on the spot right now. For God so loved the world that he sent his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. And we love this verse and we teach it to our kids and we memorize it because it contains our faith in a nutshell. It's our God who came down to us. He is not a distant, far-off God that we pray to off in some sort of celestial armchair. He is a God that is present. He's the God that came to us. And it's through Jesus that God revealed himself to us as a person on this earth. And it's Jesus who taught us how to pray. He gave us this helpful model in Matthew chapter 6. And so I think we're going to get it up on the screen, Ian, if you could do that, just so that we can see it as a whole. Our Father in heaven, hallowed, or make holy, your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we also forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Now, as I said before, there are all sorts of ways to pray. It doesn't have to look exactly like this, and that's not what Jesus was saying. He wasn't saying it always has to be this one. It can be conversational, prayer can be sung, it can be shouted, it can be cried. But prayer is just talking to God. And when the disciples asked Jesus, teach us how to pray, Jesus said, well, here's a way. Here's a helpful model that you can use. Here's a way that we can start to learn about it. Because it isn't always self-evident how to pray. Sometimes I wonder, am I praying the right things? Am I focusing on the right thing? Does God care about what I'm saying? So this helps us and covers the scope of human existence and our relationship with God. So before we dive in together to pray this, I want to just note two quick things about this prayer. First, the whole reason that this prayer works, in fact, the reason that any of our prayers work, is because of this first line, our Father in heaven. It's God that does this stuff. You'll note in this prayer, we're not saying, God, give us the power to bring your kingdom to earth. We're not saying, God, give us the power to do your will, although those are not necessarily bad things to pray. But in this prayer, we're reminded that we are just calling on God. We're saying, God, come, be, forgive, heal. You do it. And for me, this is relieving. It's a big relief. So we can take a deep sigh and say, God, you come, you do your thing. We can't do it without you. The second thing I want to note is this interesting phrase, on earth as it is in heaven. Now, we could talk about this a lot, but I'm gonna just say one quick thing. And basically, that this phrase makes this a very radical prayer. I'm going to go, there are lots of interpretations of what this could mean. I'm going to go with my friend Daryl Johnson, who teaches down at First Baptist downtown. He says that this is a prayer that calls for heaven to invade earth. And so it's radical. We're basically, as Daryl says, we're asking God to bring a new world order where Jesus reigns as the perfect king. I wish we had time to talk about that a little more, but I'm just going to leave it at that and say that as we enter in, this is no ordinary prayer. Don't be fooled by its simplicity. We are asking for the very rhythms of our life in Vancouver to come into sync with the rhythms of heaven. We're asking for justice where we see injustice. We're asking for an answer to all those things that we find confusing and sad. And we're asking to see a glimpse of something that we haven't fully seen yet. So with that very brief intro, if you are willing, I'd like to invite you to pray this prayer with me. And we're going to do it in chunks, and I'll walk us through it together. And at some points, I'm going to ask us to use our bodies to engage. You'll notice that we do that a lot around here. We raise our hands, we clap, some of us do a little shimmy. We've got ribbons over here and over here. It's because here we believe really strongly that God has come to us and that he cares about us as beings in a body, not just minds. So as we pray, we're going to use our whole selves this morning. So for this first part of the prayer, I'm going to pray, and I'd like you to kneel if you're able to. And if you can't, that's okay. I know it's really difficult in this theater sometimes, but if you can kneel, do kneel with me. And if you want to just sit, that's okay as well. So let's pray together. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name on earth as it is in heaven. El Shaddai, mighty God, we want you to be known in this city. God, we want you to be known for who you really are. Jehovah Rapha, God who heals, may you be known in every broken place as the one who brings wholeness. God, in the shattered pieces of our own lives, show us how you are the healer. For those in hospital beds and on street corners, and those staring up at the ceiling in their homes this morning, and for those of us seated in old theater seats, God, we ask that you be real. Be more than a theory or a feeling. Be more than a vague sense or a good idea. Be instead the God who is with us and for us. Be the God who came down to us. The God who is always consistent with his name and reputation. The God who sees, make your name famous among us, God. We have heard about all of the things that you did. The things that you did amongst your people a long time ago, how you brought them out of captivity and set them free so that the whole world would be set free. God, we've heard about Jesus, your son, and how you sent him to earth that we might be called your friends, which is crazy. God, we've read about the miracles you did as your name spread throughout the world and your church grew. And God, we ask this morning that you would continue to make your name great among us. In our workplaces, be known as the God who sees each person. In our families, be known as the God who is abundantly gracious. In our beautiful mountains, be known as the God who is majestic and holy. On Broadway today, be known as the God who loves color and life and diversity and culture. In our church, be known as the God who is ever shaping his people, who is slow to anger and rich in mercy. Amen. All right, you may be seated. We're now going to pray together that God's kingdom would break into our world. This is the next section. On earth, again, as it is in heaven. And I invite you to simply place your palms face up on your lap as we pray this morning. Just as a way of saying, we're in a posture of receiving. We're receiving your kingdom, God, and we're asking it to come. So this time I'm going to just pray a little bit, and then I'm going to leave a space. And I invite you in that silence just to pray in your own words to God, under your breath or silently, however you feel moved to pray. So join me now in praying. Our Father in heaven, your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. King Jesus, your kingdom come in me. Break into my life, illuminate the dark places, and gently heal the hurting places. Lord, you know the things that we struggle with and the things that we fear. God, may they no longer be a barrier to you. Come in, forgive, make clean, renew, restore, excite. God, we invite your kingdom into our lives. And I now invite you to pray that his kingdom would come into you. King Jesus, your kingdom come in this church. Break down the barriers that separate us. Be king over our tongues and our hands and our feet. Give us a bold, crazy love for one another. Fill our hearts with a single desire to know you and love you faithfully. I invite you guys to pray that God's kingdom would come in this church. King Jesus, your kingdom come in this city. Where there is injustice and oppression, bring life and freedom. Where there is loneliness and isolation, bring the fullness of your presence. God, realign our desires and appetites and loves. And when this city looks at the churches in these various neighborhoods that make up our community, may they see a glimpse of the future breaking into the present. I invite you to pray now that God's kingdom would come in this city. Amen. Now, would you all stand with me? We're going to read this prayer together. So if you guys could join with me on the bold parts, and then I'll read the non-bold parts. Our Father in heaven, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, in our lives, as we make daily decisions, strive to see and walk by faith, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In our homes, as we eat and love and fight and pray and learn to lay ourselves down for others, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In our neighborhoods, as we encounter strangers and friends, as we shop and borrow, as we drive in and out, as we wait for the bus, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In our workplaces, as we use our minds and hands and gifts and skills, as we build new relationships and navigate the tricky ones, as we contemplate why you brought us here, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In our city, as we develop and decide, build up and tear down, invite and exclude, trade and produce, celebrate and mourn, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And as we wait for the day when all things will be made new, your will alone be done on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. You may be seated. We've now come to the part in the prayer we're going to pray for our daily bread. And this is a line that has been hotly debated by theologians over the ages. What exactly is this daily bread? Today, I think it means all that we need to sustain us for life in this world. So that's pretty broad. But I think that's what Jesus is getting at here. So that obviously can include physical needs like shelter and food and money. It can include sort of our psychosocial, spiritual needs as well, like community, friendship, peace, courage. And I think for those of us who follow Christ, it also includes that which we need for living the kingdom life as well. So I'm going to invite you now to share some of your needs. In fact, I think we'll maybe just share one need, the one that comes to mind first, with the person seated next to you, and then take turns asking God to provide for that need for that person. So it's okay if three of you end up praying together. It's okay if you need to scrunch down your row so that you're seated next to someone. It's also okay this morning if you do not want to pray with someone to just be seated by yourself. That's all right as well. So I'm going to leave a little bit of space for us to do that, and then I'll close in prayer, and we'll move on to the next bit. Okay? So I invite you to pray with your neighbor. Our Father in heaven, you know everything that we need and exactly how much we need. God, we pray that you would give us enough for today and that you would fill us with trust that you will be there with just the right amount tomorrow morning. So we ask this in your name. Amen. At this point, the prayer turns to confession. And this is tied closely to the concept of forgiveness. We now pray, our Father in heaven, forgive us our sins as we also forgive those who sin against us. So I'm just going to invite you now in silence on your own to ask God what it is that you might need to confess to him. And then as things come to mind, I want you just to picture placing each one of these things before him and to know that as you do that, you are fully forgiven, that you have his pardon and you have his love. So let's spend some time in silence doing that right now. Now, would you stand with me, and we're going to pray the following prayer together. We're just going to pray the whole thing together. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we might delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen. And would you stay standing with me for the last prayer, which I will pray over us. Our Father in heaven, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Mighty God, we need your help. We do not always know which way to turn or which decision to make. Lord, life sometimes feels like one test after another, but we know that you are good, and we know that you want us to stand, and we know that you can see us standing. When we face inevitable pressures of life, Lord, help us to stand. When we face challenges and pain, Lord, give us endurance and help us to respond with love. When the enemy tempts us to believe that you are not good and you are not for us and you are not acting, Lord, help us to stand with unswerving knowledge that you are good, you are for us, and you do act. You always have and you always will. Lord, make us a brave people. Deliver us from the one who accuses us so that we as your people and as your church and as your city of Vancouver may walk in the truth of Christ's resurrection and ascension with the knowledge that you, God, are on the throne of heaven and therefore we are free. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. And I invite the worship team to come up.